Oh no, baby. I'd love to say that we're back again, but we're not really back this time, are we, Zach?
They gotta wait one more day.
They gotta wait one more day, indeed. But this is Owen and Zach, and we figured we'd just hop on here, hop on mic, and release a quick podcast for you as we are on the eve of our 300th episode.
300.
The perfect game. That's going to be tomorrow, June 16th, at the Colonial Lanes Bowling Alley.
Yeah.
Just down the street from us. That's 400 North Primrose. It's going to be all starting at 8 o'clock. And we just wanted to give you a little bit of a brief overview of the events that are going to be happening tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Long and short of it, we came up with the idea for this event to kind of show thanks and say, just to say thank you to all the other local podcasts that have helped Ono Radio Show get to the magical number of 300.
Meanwhile, saying we're better than you by having 300 episodes.
Yeah, well, there's that, and also we love good free publicity, and I gotta say, all of these shows have done an excellent job in promoting this event. But the idea being that all these podcasts will be competing in a bowling tournament for the right to be called the Perfect Game Champion. We've got a host of fun things happening for you, and that's what we're here to describe tonight. We've got, of course, Bring Your Own Antics, which is a team of Samantha and Travis from Semantics, and we have Alex and Chris Fisher from BYOCB. They will be teaming together as one cohesive unit.
Do they have a name?
Yes, it's Bring Your Own Antics.
That's Bring Your Own Antics.
Yes, that is Bring Your Own Antics. So they will be one of the teams competing along with Burn It Down Show. We've got What's the Fuss podcast. We have who else? We got Swervy Jones. And we got good old Scotch and Good Conversation.
And they're teaming up with
Scotch and Good. Peter from Scotch and Good Conversation are going to be teaming up with What's the Fuss.
Now, do they have a team name?
They do not have a team name, as far as I know. We'll find out tomorrow. Maybe they'll have a surprise for us.
All right.
Swervy Jones, of course, is just going to, I think, be, you know, the Swervy Jones show. Now, there has been a little bit of last-minute...
some changes.
Some changes on the Swervy Jones show side.
Some roster changes?
Well, it sounds like our friend who was in studio with us last week, James Towsley, the Don, the pod father of the podcast mafia, it sounds like he's been on the shitter all week. And is legitimately...
Probably after he left this show.
Probably.
He caught something here.
Probably something to do
he
with that.
He's going to start growing boils on his neck.
Exactly. So he unfortunately cannot make it. So we will have a surprise guest tomorrow. So, well, me and Swervy already know who it is, but I'm going to leave it as a surprise for you tomorrow as to who will be taking his place. You will all know him. You will all get a kick out of it. It will be a lot of fun. That being said, we have a little bit more to discuss as far as the tournament itself. We will be doing essentially, every one of the teams will be having two rounds to compete in. To start off, we'll have all four teams, essentially two against two. I think I wrote it down. I'm going to let you in on the order of who's up first. I did a good old coin flip to decide.
That's fair.
To decide who was going to be, you know, going up against each other. And let me just, I got to pull up my notes here. Yes. Okay. So here's what happened. In the first round, we have the team of Burn It Down competing against Swervy Jones Show.
Nice.
And then also in the first round, we'll have What's the Fuss, Scotch and Good Conversation against the team of Bring Your Own Antics. So that will be the first round. We will then have a second round, which will be for, of course, the champions. And we'll also then have those the losers of the first round compete to decide third place.
Who loses the most.
Yeah, exactly. You got any bets on who's going to take this whole thing, Zach?
I don't know, man. I was from the get-go, I was Team Burn It Down because they were all shit talk, and I appreciate a good shit talk. But they've kind of been shady with their whole, we're bringing in pro bowlers and all this shit.
Yeah.
He's a host, but he's not really a host and all this shit. Swervy, I don't even know if he's going to show up. Probably be too drunk. Scotch is a good guy. But I
don't see him as being a great
bowler.
But
he's not a good competitor. He's not a good competitor, you know. He's a really nice guy, and he's a fan, you know. Ono is a fan of Scotch, but I don't see him doing well. What's the fuss? No chance. so semantics, semantics could take it. Fuck, I really do think Burn It Down.
Burn It Down's gonna do it. All right. Yeah. Well, that's, you did bring up a good point about roster sort of changes and people subbing each other out and members of the podcast not competing. And that's why we've instituted a few just basic ground rules. Chances for you to not only lose points but gain extra points as well.
Yeah, I really dig that we're doing that.
Yeah, so for every member of a show that doesn't bowl,
minus 20 points are removed from their overall score.
Now, I have not mentioned this before, but this will apply to both rounds of bowling.
Yeah.
This will not be just a one-time thing. This will apply for the first and the second round. So,
are we instituting the old celebrity shot? Like if they want to let us roll, you know, roll around or no? Or we just...
I do not believe that that is going to be within the cards.
All right. I wouldn't let me bowl either.
We have, we have too much fucking going on that we're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot to manage.
Yeah. But we also have ways to make up on those points. And we have a plus 10 for a best costume. We're inviting people to dress up, in costume.
Listeners included.
Yeah, listeners included, exactly. We're also going to have a best fan section, which, of course, listeners, that's where you really come in. We're going to have wristbands at the door that will all be color-coded for your team. So it'll be hopefully very easy for us to know who you're there to support. We'll ask you to basically choose a wristband of whoever you are supporting there for that night.
You all pick Ono.
Yeah, and all of you pick Ono, which wouldn't make any sense because we're not in the runnings.
But we already won.
But the best fan section, and that includes like make signs if you want to make signs, if you want to, you know, be there just to cheer. And like, I'm not going strictly on the largest, biggest group of numbers here. Like, I'm going on just like
the support, the heart that you show for your team. And there's been a lot of, talk from the listeners. Oh, can we bowl? Can we bowl? You know, what's going on? We're just going to be watching the bowling. We do have four lanes reserved for the Oh No event right next to where we'll be having the tournament. So if you come there as a listener and you want to bowl, go up to the counter. They're not paid for. You're going to have to
they're not free. You're going to have to pay for them.
You're
going
to have to pay $5 to get a lane.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. But go up to the counter, let them know you're with Oh No, you want one of our lanes, and they'll hook you up. So you'll at least be, with the party, and you'll get the bowl.
Absolutely. We also have a plus 10 points for the best intro or entrance, and that will include the song, of course, that they have all chose. You've heard some of them, Zach.
I have.
I've been playing them for all of you guys. I gotta say, there's some good choices.
There is. I already know where my vote goes for that one.
Now, I of course the minus 20 for every member of the show. No one has to judge that, but of course, because that's just a blatant, it is what it is. If this person doesn't bowl, whatever. So we don't have to worry about that. The best fan section, Oh No Radio Show, will be the ones judging. I feel that's only appropriate.
Yeah.
But then for the best intro and song and the best costume ensemble, we're going to ask for the fan support of all of those. And essentially, yes, scream as loud as you can for your team.
Yeah.
And you guys will decide best costume and best intro and entrance. So
a little listener involvement is what you call that.
Yeah. Now, We do have to mention as well that there will be a trophy reveal. We have a illustrious trophy.
It's glorious.
That will be presented to the winning team. That will obviously happen at the end of the night. But before that, we also have some great stuff for you listeners that plan on showing up. First, we've got a beer special, which is pretty cool.
We do $6 domestic pitchers. It's a pretty good deal. So you got your Bud Light.
Exactly.
$6. Can't really beat that.
We'll also have plenty of our swag out there. I'm sure all the other podcasts will be doing the same. We'll be bringing magnets. We'll be bringing stickers. I will have a few t-shirts for sale. Not a whole lot, but we'll try and get rid of the ones that we have because we're going to hopefully get a new design coming up in later on in the year. But then we have some gift cards and some giveaways will also be out there. We've got some a couple of gift cards to Ocean Sun Brewing.
Fucking awesome
which
brewery.
Which is a great brewery right in my neighborhood down the street from us. We've even got a Barnes & Noble's gift card.
None of our listeners read, but no, maybe but they may- so they can get like a calendar.
They could. we've got an Olive Garden gift card. Our listeners, they would like some Olive Garden.
All you can eat pasta.
We've got a really good Cheesecake Factory gift card. And we've got an iTunes gift card. So we'll be giving all that stuff away. As well as everybody there that comes to the event, you'll get a commemorative Ono Radio Show Perfect Game Cup, which we invite all of you with our draft beer specials, which I think we're doing $6
pitchers. Domestic pitchers.
We invite all of you to use those cups throughout the night, pour your beers in them, take pictures with them, show them off. Everybody's going to get a cup.
That'd be dope.
And of course, there'll be plenty of shirts, plenty of magnets, plenty of stickers, plenty of all that stuff. Every show is coming and bringing a little bit of merch.
It's going to be a fucking hell of a time.
I think you're going to really enjoy the entrances. We're going to be setting up a PA. We're going to be doing a live podcast from the event itself. So you'll hear us. We're going to have sit-down guests come and talk to us. We're going to have a wireless roaming mic.
Is Tommy Gilligan coming?
Yeah, I believe so. Well, Tommy's coming.
If you fucking act up, Tommy's going to put you in a fucking Kimura, some fucking leg. Like, he's going to break your fucking arm off. I haven't talked to him about this yet.
No, but
we'll talk before.
He's definitely the enforcer, I will say. Yeah. He's a quiet guy. He's a smaller guy.
Silent killer.
But he's the silent killer. You do not want to fuck with Tommy.
Motherfucker's a black belt, dude. He will fuck you up.
Yeah.
I love that word. I'm saying he's going to do these things. I'm going to regulate, but if I can't handle it, Tommy's going to roll
Tommy's
through.
Tommy's going to handle it. Yes, exactly. That being said, is there anything I really missed?
Rep your fucking Ono gear if you got it. Of course, we're going to have a shit ton for you there. You know, it's going to be a hell of a time. Bring friends. Fucking bring as many people as possible. We want to show out, show up at this event. At this venue, rather. We really, see this as a future thing.
Exactly.
We can do this once a year.
This is definitely not going to be the last time, if it goes well, that we want to partner with Colonial Lanes. Also, show them your love.
Yeah.
Because we want you guys to, of course, get plenty of drinks at the bar. Tip those bartenders well.
Shout out to Mike at Colonial Lanes. They've been fucking awesome planning this event with us, really, really helping us out. And definitely show them some love. Get some food, get some drinks, and
exactly.
And bowl. If you need bumpers, that's cool. We won't judge you.
Yeah, exactly. that being said, just come out tomorrow night, 8:00, Colonial Lanes. We'll see you there.
A strike.
Rolling down the alley. Pretty playful Sally, rolling down the alley, bowling Sally and me. We bowl away our daily blues when we tie on those bowling shoes. Rolling down the alley, my Sally and me.
Rolling
down the alley, anticipating tally. Rolling down the alley, bowling Sally and me.